Milwaukee could win money and a batch of advice for improving at least one underutilized public place. On Wednesday, Earth Day, Southwest Airlines will award $200,000 to six cities as part of its Heart of the Community program. The money is earmarked for breathing life into public spaces. Fred Kent has worked closely with previous winners. He started Project for Public Spaces in 1975. Today, its team beams out to cities around the globe to help revitalize shared spaces. Kent came to Milwaukee a few days ago and shared his observations. While he was here, he tried to cruise as many streets as possible. The impression he left with? The city has a lot of sterile streetscapes.
The lanes are wide, the sidewalks are narrow, and the buildings aren't really alive, as they could be.
His motto is lighter, quicker, cheaper.
You create destinations at corners, and if you have four corners with destinations at them, you literally have a square that some streets go through so you can slow the traffic down. So these are little things that can change the perception of a street dramatically in a very short time.
Among the places Kent sees promise here are just south of downtown in Milwaukee's 3rd and 5th wards.
You can see so much energy, but it needs to come out into the public spaces. And people did say that from, what is it, June to September, the city's alive, but you can't be alive just 3 months. It's got to happen all year round. And great cities do. I mean, they're alive all year round.
What Kent also sees here is a city that is proud of its historic structures. Buddy says they're missing opportunities to create life that spills into the neighborhood. He points to the Pabst Brewery complex.
All you would see are these brick buildings. The doors are just the way they were when they were probably the brewery, and there's no extension. There's no life on the outside. A sense of people, and then seeing other people having pleasure is the best sign you can have. But if you can't see people, all you see are buildings. So people in Milwaukee, they talk about the buildings they have, not the places.
Kent is no less critical of Milwaukee's Emerald Necklace of Parks.
When you drive around and you see green spaces with a few benches, and you call those parks, maybe they're just green space, almost. I mean, there really is very little to do in them.
In contrast, Ken points to a recent project in Detroit, Michigan. In the middle of the city, designers created a beach without water, somewhere people could play volleyball and hang out.
In June, 2 years ago, at the same time that Detroit was going bankrupt, if you could find something more contrasting than that, I don't know what it is. But all of a sudden, people are coming from the neighborhoods to downtown. This was sort of that invitation to everyone. And that was sort of the bottom. And Detroit is really on a very fast track to become a great city again.
If Milwaukee wins Southwest Airlines' Heart of the Community grant, it would target the forlorn lot on 4th and Wisconsin. Glimmers of life have sparked there recently. Creative Alliance Milwaukee helped spearhead a series of night markets on the lot. Kent says a renaissance on 4th and Wisconsin could help Milwaukee tackle one of its most troubling challenges, segregation.
It's really deeply ingrained. And when you don't have really good gathering places, you don't have places for people to get together. So people can't come to the table. But that's what 4th and Wisconsin can become. And 4th and Wisconsin is just a metaphor for many 4th and Wisconsins. Once you started that activation and you see how profound it can be for a whole city.
Kent says people attract people.
So once you get people doing something, people are going to be driving by, slowing down, and realizing something's happening.
Kent says his model is built on accelerated transformation. No waiting around for one more meeting or model.
And they're really experiments. So you can make mistakes, but you're doing it, and you're trying it, and you're layering new things on. And then all of a sudden, things grab a hold, and people start doing more, and then it becomes a real place.
Kent suggests if you have a chance, take a trip to Detroit's beach to be inspired. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.